We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Tfilas Arvis, Halacha Beis, from the beginning. That's page 464, right-hand column, towards the bottom. Rav Nosson Zal says, Inyan Sholosh Tfilos Bayoim, Dahainu Shtayim Bayoim, V'yachas Balayla. We're going to be discussing the three Tfilos of the day, which are broken up into two by day, Shachris Semincha by day, and Ma'ariv at night. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ze Bechinas Shleimus Loshna Kodesh Al Yidei Loshen Targum. This is tied into the concept of being mashlim, making Loshna Kodesh whole by including, by attaching Loshen Targum, Aramaic. Shehi Bechinas Shnai Mikro Vechot Targum Kemavura B'maimar Tfilo L'Chavakuk. This is the concept of a mitzvah that a Jew has every single week to read the parsha of the week, and to do it twice the Lashon Kodesh, twice the Hebrew, and once the Targum. As Rabbeinu Zal elaborates in chapter 19 in the first half of Likutei Moran. This Torah of Likutei Moran, Tfila L'Chavakuk, is one of the outstanding, deep chapters of Likutei Moran that addresses many deep issues in Yiddishkeit, including this concept of Shnai Mikra Vechot Targum and how it relates to completing the Kedusha by adding to it the Klipas Noiga, that there are certain things that are considered to be all bad, and those things we're required to distance ourselves from. But there are things that are a combination of good and bad, and there, the Tikkun of good is only when we're able to include in it some of this, what had good and bad in it originally, by being able to extract the good from that and add that to the good, that's what's really mashlim the good. This is a deep concept that comes up many times in Yiddishkeit. It has bearing on many different things. The concept of gerim and many different frameworks. One of the most outstanding bases for this in Likutei Moran is this chapter, Torah Yud Tes, in the first half of Likutei Moran. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins, Ki ha-tfila hi bechinas malchus kemuva. Tfila is referred to as malchus, as is brought throughout the Sifrei Kabbalah. We know that David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Va'ani tfila, I am tfila. And there are many, many other proofs for this and reasons for this. Bechinas chava isha. Malchus is associated with Chava, the wife of Adam HaRishon, who is the woman. We know that the Gemara says that a person should sell everything he has and buy a good pair of shoes. And the Gemara says a person should sell everything he has and marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham. So Bas Talmud Chacham, the wife, is referred to as the shoes of the person in a sense, meaning the malchus of the person, that part that's associated with the lower feet. We know that when Hashem wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to have a certain unique attachment with the Shekhinah, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shal na'olecha mi'al raglecha, remove your shoes from your feet, because the place that you're standing is very holy. When Hashem revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu by the sneh, by the burning thorn bush. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, Na'al do'itzo, that the shoe is the wife. And Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu that he is the only Yid, in a sense, who's going to be in a unique position where, because he has to have such a close kesher with Hashem, with the Shekhinah, it required a certain degree of separation from his wife. That's this shal na'olecha, removing the shoes. So again, chavo isha is also malchus, which is tefillah. Bechinas shleimus loshna kodesh, which represents shleimus of loshna kodesh. V'alkein mispalalim shtei tfilos bayoyim v'echod balaylo. And this is why, just as the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch tell us, that when a person wants to achieve shleimus loshna kodesh of the Torah, the way they do it is through shnaya mikra v'echod targum, so too within the framework of tefillah, we have a similar concept of twice by day and once by night. Ki shnai mikra ze bechinas Torah shebichsav, shi bechinas yoim, kemuva divra benazal. Because we know the concept of shnai mikra is referring to reading the Torah shebichsav, the Chumash, which is referred to as daytime. We know when Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim, by day, the Gemara says, how did he know when was day, when was night? By day, he was taught Torah Shebichsav. At night, he was taught Torah Shebal Peh. So we see that daytime represents Torah Shebichsav. So the two tefillos by day correspond to the two portions of Torah Shebichsav, the Shnai Mikra. Ukeneged ze mispalalim shtei tefillos bayoyin. V'echod targum. And when we want to make the Torah whole, we do it by doing one measure of Targum, ze b'chinas laila, she b'chinas sheino, tardemo. We know that night, that corresponds to nighttime, which is the time of sleep. Tardemo means a deep sleep, which is the concept of Targum, kimavur heitev b'maymar anal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Yud Tes. Rabbeinu Zal quotes the Arizal, who says that the word Targum is bigimatria tardema, exactly, showing that this is what Targum represents. Targum represents nighttime, which is the Torah tells us that when Hashem first formed Chava, he did it by putting Adam Rishon into a tardema, a deep sleep, and then Hashem removed a rib and made and formed Chava from it, etc. Vehi bechinas Torah Shebal Peh. The Targum represents Torah Shebal Peh. Ki ha-Targum hu perush ha-Torah. Targum is a commentary on the Torah Shebichsav. Vehu bechinas Torah Shebal Peh. Gam roiv Torah Shebal Peh. Dahinu ha-Talmud niskan b'loshen Targum. And we know in addition, the majority of Gemara, Torah Shebal Peh, is in Aramaic, in Targum. Targum u'b'chinas Torah Shebal Peh, she'b'chinas Laila, k'meshikos of Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains there. V'yalkein mispalalim tefilo achas balaila, k'neged b'chinas echot Targum, she'b'chinas Laila kanal. That's why one of the tefilo is said at nighttime, corresponding to Targum, which is b'chinas Laila. V'yalkein Yaakov tikein tefilo sarvis, and this is also why Yaakov Avinu specifically was the one who was misaking the tefilo of Ma'ariv. Ki ikar binyan bechinas chavo isha hu al yidei tardemo. We know that the formation of chava, the woman, was done through tardemo, by Adam Arishon being put into this deep sleep. Hainu ikar binyan ushleimus loshna kodesh hu daiko al yidei loshin targum kimavur sham. This corresponds to the concept of the ikar forming and completion of Loshon HaKodesh is through Targum. Now we know Rabbeinu Zal in that chapter in the Gemara shows us that Chava represents Dibur. The Pasuk says, V'layla le'layla yechave das. One night to another night speaks das. Chava is Miloshon Dibur, number one. And note again, Laila le'layla, Chava is associated with Laila. Chava is Malchus. She is the woman, the wife. The Pasuk says, Eshes Chayil Ateres Bala. A woman of valor is the crown on the head of her husband. She's the Malchus. So Rabbeinu Zal is telling us here, again, that the Iker Binyan and Shleimus of Loshon HaKodesh is through Targum. The Iker Binyan of Adam HaRishon was through Chava, Targum. The Iker Binyan of Torah Shebichsav, is through Torah Shebal Peh. And the Shleimus of Tefillah is through this Tefillas Arvis. The Yaakov Zochol Azeh, and Yaakov Avinu is the one who was zoche to this. Dahainu shezochol l'shleimus Loshon HaKodesh al yedei haTargum. He is the one who was zoche to complete Loshon HaKodesh by attaching Targum to it. Dahainu al yedei shenilcham v'hichnia achizas hora shebetargum shubchinas eitz hadas toivora. Through Yaakov Avinu doing battle and being able to subdue the negative aspects of Targum, which corresponds to the Eitz Hadas Toivora. Again, Eitz Hadas is good and bad. Whenever we talk about something that's a mix of good and bad, usually that's the concept of this klipa called Noiga. We know that when we talk about forces of Tumah, there are certain forces of Tumah that are referred to as all bad. Those are the three klipas that are called Ruach Seora, Eish mislakachas onan godel, which Yecheskel Navi saw in his vision. Then there's something called noiga, which means twilight. Noiga is gray. It's good and bad mixed together. And the Sforim tell us that whenever you want to be mashlim, the kedusha, the toiv, You have to be able to go into the noiga and be able to separate the good from the bad from that, and take that good and add that to the toiv, then the toiv becomes mushlam. So Yaakov Avinu was the one who was zecher to do this. Vaydezeh zocher l'shleimus loshna kodesh. And that's how he was zecher to shleimus loshna kodesh. V'yalkein Yaakov bechir sheba ovois. This is why he's referred to as the choicest one of the ovois hakdoshim. Umitosoi shleima b'li shum psul. And he was the only one who was zecher to have all pure children. No Yishmoel from him, no Esau from him. Sheze b'chinas shleimus hakodesh, shleimus loshna kodesh, b'chinas mita shleimo, b'chinas shmiras habris b'shleimus, shezoich naidei shleimus loshna kodesh, naidei targum, kemavur sham. Rav Nosson Zal tells us this is all tied in together. Shleimus loshna kodesh is tied in with mita shleimo, shmiras habris, because we're told that there are two types of bris. There's the bris hamo'er, there's the bris kodesh, which appears in the lower part of the body. And there's the bris haloshoin. The tongue is also referred to as bris haloshoin. And this shleimus depends on that shleimus. In order for a person to be zeicher to shleimus loshna kodesh, they have to be sholem in tikkun habris. In order for a person to be sholem in tikkun habris, they have to be sholem in loshna kodesh. The concept of speaking, chas shalom, a person speaks profanity, that kind of thing, that's an aspect of pegam habris. Or a person tells secrets, tells somebody what they're not supposed to, that's referred to as pegam habris. He's wasting seed. He's misplacing the seed. He's taking his words and putting it where it doesn't belong. That concept. So these two are very much connected. The concept of shleimus loshna kodesh, shleimus hadibur, and mito shleima, a person being zeicher to be pure in the issues of tikkun habris, pure children, etc., which, again, is dependent on Targum. The only way Loshna Kodesh is whole is if the person was Mesakin Loshna Kodesh with the Targum. Kimavuer Sham, as Rabbeinu Zal explains there, Ukamay Shekosuv B'Yaakov, and as we find the Torah writes about Yaakov Avinu, She'omar, that he said about himself, he said about Reuven, his first son, Koichi V'Reishis Oini, he was my first seed. Implying that Yaakov Avinu had not been poigem whatsoever before that in any way. Dehainu shmiras habris shezoichen aidei zekanal. This refers to the shmiras habris that one is zoichet to when they have shleimus loshna kodesh through targum. V'alkein zocho lahamid shnei mosor shvotim shem b'chinas shnei mosor bokor shemalchus digdusha oimedes aleihem. And this is why Yaakov Avinu was zoichet to establish 12 tribes corresponding to the mikveh that was in the Beis Hamikdash, that it says which is called Yam Shel Shloimoi, which stood on 12 bokor, on 12 oxen. And that Yam Shel Shloimoi is referred to, symbolizes the Malchus. Dehainu, Bechinas Shleimus Loshna Kodesh, Bechinas Shmiras Habris. Again, that the Malchus Tigdusha depends on Shmiras Habris. We know the sphere of Malchus comes immediately after Yesoid. It's Mushma, it's affected most by the Yesoid. We have in Torah Beis, in the first half of Likut Imran, Rabbeinu Zal there speaks about Tefillah, and he says that Tefillah is a sword. There's a pasuk, Roimam Oiskel Begroinam, they praise Hashem with their throats, V'cherev Pifio Isbiodom, and they carry a double-edged sword in their hands. So tefillah is referred to a sword. Yaakov Avinu said, he conquered Shechem Becharbi Ubekashti, with my sword and bow. And the Gemara says that means B'tefillah Ubakosho. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there that the tefillah is dependent on, this cherev is dependent on Tikkun HaBris. That a sword, you gird, you tie a sword around your loins, the area of the yesoid. Chagoyer charbacho al yorech giboyer hoidcho vadorech, the pasuk says. Tie your sword to your yerech, and yerech refers to the area of tikkun habris, the concept of tikkun habris. So that tefillah, malchus, is dependent on yesoid, shmiras habris. And here Rabbeinu Zal is telling us that again, shleimus hatfila, which is shleimus hamalchus, is all tied into this. V'zeh b'chinas shivim nefesh sheyotzu miYaakov. This is also the concept of the family of Yaakov Avinu when he went down to Mitzrayim, the Torah tells us, which consisted of 70 members. Shezochol azeh על ידי בחינס שלמוס לשנה קודש. יעקב אבינו was זוכה to produce these שבעים נפש through the fact that he had שלמוס לשנה קודש, שעל ידי זה מכנין רע הכולל של שבעים אומן. Because when a person is זוכה to שלמוס לשנה קודש, רבי נזל explains there in the Likutei Moran, he's able to be מכניע the evil of all 70 nations. The main רע of all 70 nations is פגם הבריס, as רבי נזל explains over there in that chapter in the Likutei Moran. So again, corresponding to the 70 nations, Yaakov Avinu generated 70 units of Kedusha, Shivim Nefesh, his Shivim Nefesh. V'alkein zocho lahamid Shivim Nafshois Beis Yaakov. That's what gave him the ability, because he was zocho to be machnia, the Ra of the Shivim Umois, through his Tikkun HaBris, through his Shleimus Loshna Kodesh, that's how he was zocho to produce these 70 Nefoshois. V'chol zeh ho'ikar al yidei loshen targum, shemuchinas Eitz Hadas. And all of this is dependent especially on the Lush on Targum, which is symbolized by the Eitz Hadas, because it has Tov or Ra. Rabbi Nizal explains that the Targum is also an intermediary. It's an intermediary between Lush and Kodesh and the languages of the Goyim. Targum is like right in between. It's using Hebrew letters, etc. And yet it was the language of Iraq, of Chutz Laretz, you know.
We know that Yaakov Avinu was involved in trying to be mesakein the pegam of the Eitz Hadas, lesakein pegam Adam Rishon, kemuva to affect the tikkun for the pegam of Adam Rishon, as is brought. The Sifrei Kabbalah tells that all the Avos HaKadoshim, Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, were involved in trying to be mesakein the pegam of Adam Rishon. It's brought that when Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, it's as if he committed all three sins. Avodah Zorah, Gilui Arayos, Shfichas Domim. Why? What is Avodah Zorah? Avodah Zorah means turning away from Hashem, not listening to Hashem. Vesartem, it says in Kriya Shema, the Baal Shem Tov says, Vesartem, you'll turn away. Vavadatem alekim acherim. The minute a person turns the slightest degree away from Hashem, he's turning towards Avodah Zorah, towards the opposite of Hashem, Chas V'Shalom. So that's by not listening to the command of Hashem, by disobeying Hashem. That was the Bechin of Avodah Zorah. Shfichas Domim, because the Torah says that he introduced death into the world as a result of eating from the Eitz Hadas. That's what brought death. He was supposed to live permanently. Ki beyoyim achol chomimenu mois tomus. So eating from the Eitz Hadas brought death into the world, and Gilui Arayos, because it's brought that the eating from the Eitz Hadas was connected to the fact that Adam Rishon didn't wait with his Zivug till Shabbos. He was supposed to wait. Had he waited, it would have been a super high level of Tikkun HaBris and Shleimus, etc. So it's also referred to as an aspect of Pegam HaBris, the eating from the Eitz Hadas. The Avos, each one of them was involved in correcting, trying to affect a Tikkun for one of these. Avram Avinu is called Roish Lema'aminim. The Pasuk says about him, Vehem in Bashem, Vayashur, he was, his super strength was Emuna, which is a Tikkun for Avodah Zorah. Yitzchok Avinu was the one who said, I'll die for Hashem. Kill, I'll be killed, I'm ready to be killed for Hashem. That's the Tikkun for the Shfichas Domim. And Yaakov Avinu is called Mito Shleimu. He is the Tikkun HaBris. He is the one who represents the highest level of Tikkun HaBris. Ki hashivim nafshois beis Yaakov, ulehefech hashivim amimim, kulam nechozim bebechinas shoyresh achizas eitz hadas. Because the 70 nefoshois of Yaakov Avinu, which represent the spectrum of Kedusha, versus the 70 nations of the world, are all connected to the source of the eitz hadas toivora. Shesham hu bechinas Yaakov. Which is where Yaakov Avinu is plugged in, as is explained in the Kisvi Arizal. V'alkein ikar milchamois Yaakov hoyo im choisnoi lovon ho arami. And this is why Yaakov Avinu's main battle, his main opponent, was lovon ho arami, from Aram, Targum. Ki lovon ho arami hu bechinas Targum shu loshen arami. That's what Targum is. U'kamesh kosev Rabbein Azal b'maimer anal, as Rabbein Azal writes over there in Torah Yutes and the Likutei Moran, that the Torah tells us at one point that they made an agreement between them, Yaakov and Lavan, and they made a mizbeach, and Yaakov Avinu called it Gal-Aid. Lavan called it Yegar Sohadusa. Lavan called it in Aramaic, in Targum. Yaakov Avinu called it in Lashon Kodesh. Shelovan kora lo yigar sadusa kidei lahamshich velinoik menagdusha yidei Lashon Targum. Because Lavan tries to draw from the Kedusha. He can't draw directly because he's a Rasha, he's Tameh. He tries to go in via the Targum. The Targum is an intermediary between the Kedusha and Lahavdil Sitra Achra. The Targum is this Noiga, this Ve'Yaakov Koroloi Galeid, whereas Yaakov Avinu called it Galeid, Kedei Lahashlem Loshna Kodesh, because Yaakov Avinu's Avoida was to be bring Shlemos to Loshna Kodesh, to be Male the Targum to Loshna Kodesh. Nimtzo sheYaakov sheIkroi laSakenei Tzadas al Kain hoYo Oisek laHachnia b'chinas Lovan Arami. Therefore, we see that Yaakov Avinu, whose main mission was to be Mesakin the Pigam of the Eitz Hadas, that's why he was so involved in dealing in being Machnia Lovan Huarami. Dahainu Lahachnia Hora Shebetargum Ulahaloi Satoiv Vilivnoi Shlemos Loshna Kodesh, which means to be Machnia the Ra of the Targum and to be able to extract and elevate the good of it in order to build and be Mashlem Loshna Kodesh. Bechinas Chava, which we said Chava represents Chava is deeper. Chava is Loshna Kodesh. Isha, alidei zeh daika, by elevating the good from the Targum, that's how the person brings shlemus to Loshon HaKodesh, to Chava, to the Isha. V'yalkein lokach Yaakov ez noshov mibnois lovon daika. Here comes the $64,000 question. Of all the ridiculous places for Yaakov Avinu to get a shidduch from, the Gemara speaks about marrying a bas Talmud Chacham, this. Why in the world, Yaakov Avinu, Bechir Shebovois, why should he go to the super Russia, Lavan, and get his wives from there, get his wives from the Sitra Achra? Shainu Shezocho Lebechinas Chavo Isha, Shein Bechinas Leah Varochel, because this shows that Yaakov Avinu was Zeche to the wife, the Isha, who is the concept of Chava. In his case, it was Leah and Rochel, Al Yedei Targum, Shubhinas Lovon Knal, by doing battle with and being Machnia Lovon, by being successful over Lovon. Dahainu Shehichnia Hora Vahoitzia Toiv. Yaakov Avinu was successful in being Machnia the Ra and being able to extract the good. Shaidei Ze Daika Nivne Bechinas Shlemus Loshna Kodesh. We're told that that's how one is Zeche to build and Mashlem Loshna Kodesh, Bechinas Chavo Isha, Bechinas Leia Varochel. V'alkein zocho Yaakov letachlis hashleimus. This is why he's the one who was zochet to shleimus, to meet a shleima, not Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu didn't go to Lavan Ha'arami. Yitzchok Avinu didn't go to Lavan Ha'arami. V'hoysa mitosoi shleima, v'hemid shneimosor shvotim, v'shivim nefesh. Yaakov Avinu is the one who was zochet to produce 12 shvotim, 70 nefoshos. Ki zocho lahachnia hora shebetargum ulevar hatoiv. He's the one who went into this lion's den, this Lavan Ha'arami, this worst Russia, the most dangerous Russia. The most dangerous Russia is not one who's black, it's one who's gray. Mix good and bad. We know it's this, all educators talk about this and everything, that when you have something that's bad, obvious bad, most rational people know to keep a certain distance from it. But when you have something that's good and bad mixed together, it's gray, it's in between, that's much more dangerous. We know driving. When a person drives at night, you have lights, you can see quite well. When a person drives at twilight, that's when it's much more difficult to see because it's in between light and darkness. So Yaakov Avinu is one who is zochah shezochah lebchinas shleimus loshna kodesh al yedei targum anal. Tainu shezochah likach leia v'rochel mibeis lovan daika shmenas targum. V'ze shesholach Yaakov la'esav. And this is why when Esav came to challenge Yaakov Avinu sent him a message. Im lovan garti. I want you to know that I lived with Lavan. Ki Yaakov borach me Esav la Lavan, because Yaakov Avinu had run away from Esav to go to Lavan. Dahainu she Yaakov ho yodea she'i efshar lahachnia es Esav shehu zuamas hanochosh ra hakoilel ki malidei shivatel yinikosoi. Yaakov Avinu knew that in order for him to be able to destroy Esav, who represents all bad, all evil, Ra HaKoyla, the Ra of all seven nations, Yaakov Avinu has to go cut off his source. Where does Esav, how does Esav draw from the Kedusha? How does Esav draw Chiyus? He draws through that pipe, through that intermediary called Targum, which is Lovan Harami. Dahainu sheyachnia hora shebetargum, shemishom hem yonkim, v'yala hatoiv lolosh nakoidish. Yaakov Avinu knew that he had to be able to be machnia the ra of Targum, which is from where the Sitra Achra draws its koyach, and elevate the toiv into lolosh nakoidish. V'azai Esav shubchinas ra hakoilel, and once he does that, once he cuts off his source of Chiyus, Esav is dead. He'll be able to destroy Esav, who is referred to as the Ra HaKoilel, a composite of all evil. Amalek came from Esav. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Yutes and Likutei Moran, V'alkein borach Yaakov lelovon daiko. That's why Yaakov Avinu ran away from Esav to Lavan. Person would say, what kind of nutty, he's running away from one tzara, he's going from the fire into the frying pan. Why, if he's running away, why not run into a nice, sweet base medrash or something? Why did he do that? This was how he was preparing to destroy, to be machmia Esav to the greatest degree that he would be able to do it. Kedei lesakein loshen targum, vaza yipoil Esav memei lekanal. Yaakov Avinu knew that if he would be able to make the tikkun of targum by separating the good from the bad, elevating the good into the kedusha, being machnia the ra, then Esav would fall automatically memeila. V'zocho lenatzeach oisoi, and Yaakov Avinu was zoche to be successful over Lavan. V'hoitzi mishom daika b'chinas loshna kodesh, and Yaakov Avinu succeeded in getting his wives. The wife is the dibur, the loshen kodesh. Yaakov Avinu succeeded in getting the loshen kodesh from Lavan, drawing out the toy, the chavo isha. Chavo is dibur. Laila la laila yechave das, to speak. Dahainu chavo isha kram. V'alkein omar evodcho sheva shonim. And this is why Yaakov Avinu said, I'm prepared to work for you for 7 years. Why didn't he say 2.5? Why not, 2 months? Keneged b'chinas hashivim amemim sheklulim b'sheva. Because Yaakov Avinu was on a mission. His mission was to be machnia the 70 nations, which are knichlal in 7. Sheini kosam b'chinas lovan, b'chinas targum kanal. These 70 nations draw from Lavan. They draw from Targum. V'alkein hutzrech lavoid loy daiko oisam sheva shonim. This is why Yaakov Avinu had to work for Lavan for those 7 years. Ki kisheroitzen levarer hatoiv mitoy chara. Because when a person wants to be able to extract, to select out the good from the bad, tzrichin lavor shon, he has to pass through that area, he has to go into that area, velis boil golus v'avdus shelohem, and suffer exile and servitude there, velamoid benisoyon, and be able to withstand the tests, leshabram ulachniyam, in order to break them and subdue them. He's got to be a paratrooper. He's got to go behind the enemy lines and from within there be able to bring about their downfall. Vazai daiko mevaren hatoiv misham. This is how the tzaddikim are zeicha to be able to be mevare the toiv from the ra. They can't do it by remote control. They have to be able to go into that place and withstand the tests of being in that place, and be able to select, extract the good from there and be malit, and then automatically when you take out the good, the ra falls apart. It doesn't have what to draw from. V'yalkein achar golus hasheva shonim, sheze b'chinas golus shivim amamin kanal, and therefore, after Yaakov Avinu went through this golus of 7 years, which represented conceptually a golus of 70 nations, Oz zochel b'chinas shleimus loshna kodesh, shibchinas rochel v'leik kanal. That's when he achieved shleimus loshna kodesh. That's when he was zochel to his wife or wives, chava isha, which represents shleimus loshna kodesh. The Gemara says that 10 measures of speech came down to the earth. Women took 9. So again, women represent dibur loshna kodesh. V'alkein hoyometzape ad shenoylad Yosef shubchinas tikkun abris, and this is why the Torah tells us that even after he got his wives, he stayed there, he stuck it out until Yosef HaTzadik was born. V'yoz, kasher yolda Rochel es Yosef, and immediately after Rochel gave birth to Yosef, oz nischazek daitoi, that's when Yaakov Avinu got strong, v'heven shezocho l'shleimus loshna kodesh l'idei targum. That's when he realized that he had been zoiche to get to the level of shleimus loshna kodesh through targum, at shezocho l'idei zeh l'yosef, d'haynu shmira sabris, to the point where he was zoiche to bring into the world Yosef, who is the epitome of tikkun abris. Yosef is bigimatria, six times yudke vavke, showing that he is the midah of yisoid, the sixth midah of Hashem. He's the one who passed the test with Potiphar's wife. V'alkein omaroz shalcheini. And at that point, Yaakov Avinu says to Lavan, shalcheini, send me away, it's time for me to leave here. V'omar azal, the Gemara says, shlo yehoyo misyorei oid me'esov, me'achar shenoilad Yosef shehu sitnoi. Yaakov Avinu was no longer afraid of Esav, now that he had given birth to Yosef HaTzadik, who would be the antidote for Esav. Hainu, ki bevadai ein loy lehisyori ato, meaning, now Yaakov Avinu has nothing to be afraid of. Me'achar shezocho lahamid es Yosef alidei Rochel bas Lavan ho'arami. If Yaakov Avinu was zeichet to bring forth a Yosef, super shmira sabris, tikkun abris, from Rochel, the daughter of Lavan ho'arami, שזה בחינת שמירה סבריס, על ידי שזכן ללושן קוידה, שבוינן אויסה על ידי תרגום דייקה, that represents this shleimus loshna kodesh, which is built up via the targum. V'ze shekosav, and this is why the pasuk says, v'ayhi kasher yoldo Rochel es Yosef, when Rochel gave birth to Yosef, that's when Yaakov Avinu said, shalcheini, please, time for me to leave. Rav Nosson Zal says, Rochel Daika. Rochel was the one. Shehi Bechinas Loshna Kodesh. Rochel represents Loshna Kodesh. Rav Nosson shows there in that chapter in the Kutim Ram that Rochel is Torah Shebal Peh, which is Shleimus Loshna Kodesh again, the concept of Targum. Vehi Bas Lavan, and she's the daughter of Lavan. Ki Binyono Mi Targum, because Shleimus Loshna Kodesh is only when you include the Targum, when it's coming from Targum. And from that, from Rochel, who came from Lavan, was produced Yosef, the Shleimus of Shmira Sabris. Ki Shmira Sabris Zoichen Aide Shleimus Loshna Kodesh Aide Targum. Because the key to being Zoichen to Shmira Sabris is Shleimus Loshna Kodesh, which is dependent on Targum. As Rabbein Zal explains very elaborately in Torah Yud Tes and Likutei Moran, V'oz bevadai lo nisyori oid me'esav shora koilel. And then Yaakov Avinu had nothing to fear anymore from Esav, who represents the Ra HaKoilel. Esav is all 70 nations wrapped up in one. Ki hu noifel memela. Because Esav, if you're successful in the Targum project, then Esav falls automatically. If you cut off his support, you don't have to punch him or anything. If you cut off his nourishment, he dies, he falls away by himself. Bebechinas, as the pasuk said, Loshoin Noifel Aloshoin, Kemoim Shemavur Shom, Ayin Shom. Rabbeinu Zal, in that chapter in the Kutim Ran, when he writes about Chava, he says that if you look in Rashi HaKodesh on Chava, it says Loshoin Noifel Isha ki me'ish lukocha, that Chava is called Isha, the wife, because she was taken from Ish. So Rashi HaKodesh says there Loshoin Noifel Loshoin. It's a word that comes from another word. Isha means from Ish, that kind of thing. And the wording in Rashi HaKodesh, which is the wording in the Gemara, is Loshoin Noifel Aloshoin. If you translate that literally, one language falls via another language. The languages of the Goyim, the Shivim Loshna of the Goyim, have a Mapola through Loshna HaKodesh, which is Chava, which is Isha, which is the Dibur. This is deep. If you're hearing it for the first time, this could sound strange. And Rabbeinu Zal, on that Torah in the Kutim Ran, elaborates on it a lot. And there's about 15 chapters of Likutei Halachos clarifying that Likutei Moran. V'alkein tchilas divrei Yaakov shesholach le'esav hu im lovan garti. And this is why, when Yaakov Avinu sent a message to Esav, his opening words, before he said anything, im lovan garti,
I lived with Lavan, Shehu Loshen Targum, Shehichniu Harami Sham. I was successful in being Machnia the Ra of Lavan of Targum, Uberer Hatoiv, and to select out the good. Vazai Esav Noifel Memela Kanal. And then Esav falls automatically by himself. Vizen, this is why Yaakov Avinu said over there to Esav, Vahili, Shoyer, Vachamoyer, Tsoin, Ve'eved, Ve'shivcha. I had all of these. Hainu b'chinas, nitzutzois, toivois, vashirus, sheberishim. This implies all these sparks of holiness, the sparks of good that Yaakov Avinu extracted from Lavan. Because we know that in animals are found gilgulim of neshamois. So Yaakov Avinu said, I had tzoin and shoyer and chamor. V'alkein holach Esav el Yishmoel. And this is why the Torah tells us that Esav went to Yishmoel to seek a wife. Ki hakoil hoilech laminoi, because each one goes to his type. Hainu ki Isa, because it's brought. She Esav v'Yishmoel, him klolius shivin hashivin umin. Esav and Yishmoel are a composite together of all 70 nations. It's brought that the 70 nations are broken up into 35 and 35. 35 are under the authority of Esav, 35 under the authority of Yishmoel. V'alkein holach l'sham, and this is why Esav went to Yishmoel, kedei shi'ischabru yachad, hora shel klolius shivim umin. He wanted to unite all the forces of evil of all 70 nations, kedei lehizgaber al Yaakov chas v'shalom, to be able thereby to overcome Yaakov Avinu. Avol Yaakov al yidei shehechnia es lovon, hoyem izgaber alim kanal. However, Yaakov Avinu, by him being machnia lovon, that's what gave him the ability to be midgaber against Esav and Yishmoel. V'alkein Yaakov daiko tikin tfilas arvis. And this is why we're told that Yaakov Avinu, specifically, he was the one who was misakin arvis. Ki tfilas arvis sibchinas targum. She'ikar shleimus loshna kodesh haidei zekanam. Myriv, the tfil of Myriv represents targum, whereby the shleimus of loshna kodesh depends on that. That was the tikkun of Yaakov Avinu, as we said before. V'alkein arvis merumas ba'ayin rabosi shel shema. And this is why it's brought that the word shema, shema Yisrael Hashem Elokei Hashem Echad, shin is shachris, mem is mincha, ayin is arvis, and in the chumash the ayin is a large ayin, an oversized ayin. Shehu Rosh Tevis Shachris Min Harvus, Kama Shikosu Bezoyer Kodesh. Ki Arvis, Hi Bechinas Targum, Bechinas Eitz Hadas, Shemisham Zoichin Lahachnia Hashiv Mamomim. Myriv represents Targum, which corresponds to the Eitz Hadas, which is also Tov, Vora, good and bad mixed together. And from there, you're Zoichin to be Machnia, the 70 nations, Velizkois Lebechinas Shivim Nefoshois, and to be Zoichin to produce the opposite of the 70 nations, which was the Shivim Nefesh of Yaakov Avinu. Shivim Nefesh Beis Yaakov. Vehu Keneged Sukkos. And we're told that Yaakov Avinu corresponds to the holiday of Sukkos. Pesach is Avram Avinu. On Pesach at the Seder we say, Kol Dichven Yesa V'Yechel. Whoever wants, come in, I'm inviting everybody to come into my house. Hachnosis Orchim, Avram Avinu. Shavuos is the shofar. The Har Sinai was raging in fire, and they blew the shofar there. The shofar is to remember the Eloi Shel Yitzchak, the Ram of Yitzchak. Sukkos is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Nosa Sukkos. Shubhanas Yaakov. Ki besukkos machnien hashivin umin. Sukkos is the holiday where we're machnia all 70 nations. Shemismatin vohilchin kepori achad. Who are lowered and lowered and lowered, like the oxen that are brought on the holiday. The first day we bring 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7. Bigimatria is 70. To be machnia, the 70 nations. We're pressing them down. Who? When? Sukkos. Yaakov Avinu. Vezebchinas tfilas arvis rishus. Now you can understand this whole discussion in the Gemara. That tfilas myriv is optional. Shachris mincha, everybody agrees, archoiv. Myriv is optional. Ki targum hu bechinas rishus. Targum, Aramaic, represents something that's rishus. Bechinas heter, something that's permissible. Shehu bechinas eitz hadas, noiga, bechinas targum, kemuva. It's good and bad. It's not mamish ra, it's not treif, it's good and bad mixed together. It's optional, that concept of optional. Not something that's
all the mitzvah, a chiyuv, you know, must do this, not allowed to do that. In between, you have reshus, optional. There's sudas mitzvah, which is, you know, there's meals of Shabbos, there's things, sudas that are osur, macholas asuris. In between, you have what's called sudas reshus, optional. You want to eat, you want not. That's noiga. That's where the main tikkun comes in. Again, you have women that are forbidden to a person completely, and you have the person's own wife, and you have the times of, you have the chiyuvim, the mitzvah, and then you have the optional. And the ikar kiddush of a person is dependent on how well he's able to purify himself, not just in what's chiyuv, but in what's optional. Ki chiyuv mitzvah ve'isur hein b'chinas kodesh ve'hipuchai. Because a chiyuv of mitzvah or an isur, those represent kedusha and the opposite of it. Aval haheter v'harishus, however, that which is permissible or optional, hein b'chinas targum. They represent the targum, which again is the intermediary between Loshna Kodesh versus the languages of the goyim, the evil languages. Eitz Hadas, which is the concept of the Eitz Hadas, Kamuva. V'alkein, Tfilas Arvis, Rishus. And that's why Ma'ariv is Rishus. It's optional. It's Targum. It's this in-between. It's brought that the term for mixture, how do you say a mixture in Hebrew? An Eruv, like the word Eruv. Eruv means a mixture. Now, mixture is generally good and bad. Where do all mixtures draw? What's the source of all mixtures? The fact that kavyochel in kedusha, there's a right and a left. There's chesed and gvura, a concept of a right and a left. And from that is nishtalsha. When that goes down, we know that from the left side is the side from which the sitrachra can draw from, etc. The word eruv is made up of two parts. The letters ayin beis, which is begematria chesed. The remaining letters, resh yud vav, are begematria gvura. So that the word Eruv means mixture. V'zeh b'chinas chatzois. Rav Nosno says, with this we can understand the great significance of midnight. Ki halaylo nechlekes l'shtayim. The night is divided into two sections. Ki hi b'chinas eitz hadas toivora. Nighttime, darkness. It symbolizes the eitz hadas toivora. V'yalkei nechlekes l'shtayim. And this is why it's divided in two. Ki chatzois laylo harishoyna. The first half of the night is when the Sitrachra has its greatest strength and power, as is brought in the Sifrei Kabbalah. And we also do certain mitzvahs and tikkunim even in the first half of the night. Dahainu tefilas arvis, ukriyashma shalamito. And by doing that, we're able to subdue the ra and elevate and extract the toiv. Then we're zoicha to midnight, which means to divide the night. Lachatzot means to cut, to divide. Which means to make the second half of night into pure good. And to be able to include it in the day, to be able to connect it to the day. V'layla kayoim yoyer, as the pasuk says, the night will shine like day. Ki mechatzos v'eilech mizgala b'chinas chesed shu'or yoyim, because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that from midnight on to morning, that's when Hashem's kindness starts to show itself, which is referred to as the light of day. V'alkein dovid ha'melech Olav Hashalom Choyonizhar b'chatzois, and this is why Dovid HaMelech specifically was so careful about chatzois, ki zehu shleimus hamalchus, shehu b'chinas shleimus l'shna kodesh al yedei targum. Because we mentioned earlier that shleimus hamalchus, which is l'shna kodesh dibur, is dependent on targum, shehu b'chinas chatzois kana, which we said is this concept of chatzois, this dividing, the separating the good from the bad. V'alkein zman hazivug achar chatzos. And this is why, according to Sifrei Kabbalah, the choicest time for zivug is after midnight, from chatzos laila on, the second half of the night. Ki oz nivne b'chinas chavo Isha al yidei tikunei tzadas, because that's when Chava, who represents the Isha, is being built up spiritually through this tikun of the eight tzadas, shehu bechinas tardema v'shena, which is tied into targum, which we said is bigimatria tardema, the sleep, that deep sleep, shenase al yidei chatzois, which is accomplished through the avoida of chatzois, the avoida of midnight, shehu shviras hashena, which is breaking one's sleep, a person getting up in the middle of the night, shviras halayla, breaking the night, bechinas shviras eitzadas, breaking the eitzadas, v'yazai nichlal batoiv, and when he breaks that mix of toiv ra, when he slices it in half, that's when he's able to have the good portion be nichlal and toiv. V'layla kayoim yoyer, and then the night shines like day. V'yalkein mechatzois mizgala chesed orayoyim, and that's why the Sifrei Kabbalah tells that from midnight is when we begin to see the light of day, the chesed, the oyer hayoyim. Baruch Hashem. This is very deep. This halacha is not simple. The chapter in Likutei Moran that this is based on is very deep. And again, when a person's hearing it for the first time, it all sounds like Braille to a degree. But as a person learns more, it's like a jigsaw puzzle. A piece gets filled in here, piece gets filled in there, and a person learns the different examples of this, how it, and each person, each one of us should be zocheh to our level of understanding of this. And more important is to the lemaisa, to be zocheh to daven with kavona, each shachris mincha maariv, to know what each one is for, and to put everything we can into it to accomplish these tikkunim.